Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and welcome to this week's episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. And just before we start out this podcast, what I was doing earlier before I recorded was I was actually looking through a couple of my emails and a couple of stats about the podcast. And one thing that really came through was the Back to Basics episode that I recorded a few weeks ago that was talking about the Back to Basics when it came to basically the exposure triangle. It seemed like that episode really helped a lot of people, judging by the emails that came in, as well as just the sheer numbers of listens to that podcast and shares. So I wanted to record another Back to Basics episode, and this will probably be one of the last ones. But I really wanted to cover another one that I haven't talked about recently, and that is all about camera lenses. So again, this episode is basically meant for all of the beginners out there who maybe are just getting into photography and just learning about their camera, about the lenses, and about potential lenses that they want to purchase. So I'm going to cover some of the basic lenses and some of the basics when it comes to lenses, and we're going to talk about that and just kind of get a great overview of the different things when it comes to all the kind of different lenses that are out there. So in this episode, I'm basically going to cover four different types of lenses. I'm going to cover a kit lens, which is sometimes called a kit lens or a standard lens. I'm going to cover a wide angle lens. I'm going to cover a telephoto lens, and I'm also going to cover a prime lens. So let's talk about some of the physical stuff before we talk about each individual lens. Let's talk about some of the physical things that can be found on each different lens and kind of what it means. So the first thing we're going to talk about is actually some of the numbers that actually show up on the lens, written on the lens itself. So if you were to go and pick up any one of your lenses, pretty much what you're going to do is kind of look where the front element lens, the main glass that's on the front of the lens, look at that front element, and you're going to see numbers that are written kind of along the inside bezel of that lens. And one of the things you're going to see is a ratio number, and that is kind of like a 1:2.8 or 1:3.5-5.6. You're going to see some number like that that's a ratio of 1. So what that number basically means is the maximum aperture that's found on that lens. So this is kind of what we talked about in the last Back to Basics episode of the aperture. The aperture is the widest opening, or the opening and closing of the blade that are in the camera lens to allow in more light or allow in less light. This is going to basically give you the maximum aperture of the lens. So if you have a ratio on the front of your camera or front of your lens that says 1:2.8, then the lowest your camera lens can go is 2.8. And you might see a couple numbers like that. So you might see 2.8-4 or 3.5-5.6, something like that. If you see a number and a dash and then another number, that's basically giving you a value. So that means that's still going to be the maximum aperture of your lens, the widest your lens can open, but you're actually going to have what's called a variable aperture lens, which means that that number can actually change. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but that's basically what that term is a variable aperture lens, which means as you basically open, zoom in or zoom into a subject or something like that, your aperture has to change because it can only go so far open, basically. So we'll talk about that in just a minute when we talk about some of the couple other lenses that we're going to cover, but I actually wanted to just kind of give you a general idea of some of the numbers that are found on your lens. So other than those numbers, you're going to see a couple other ones, which are kind of like your zoom range. If you typically have a zoom lens, any kind of lens that zooms in is basically considered a zoom lens. But you're going to see, obviously, the focal length, which would be the actual lens that you bought. So let's say if you have an 18 to 55, 18 is obviously the widest you can go. 55 millimeters, kind of the most telephoto zoomed in you can go on that particular lens. And obviously, depending on what you get as far as lenses go, they're all going to change. So that's kind of what's typically written on there. And then there's also going to be one other number that a lot of people actually kind of miss. And this is for those of you who actually want to kind of screw in filters on the front of your lens. So if you look on your lens, and you're going to see a number, you're going to see kind of like a symbol and then a number next to it. And the symbol is kind of going to look like a circle with a line through it, basically. It's going to look like that, and there's going to be a number next to it. That number basically means the diameter of the lens, of the front of the lens. which is the diameter that you would need to buy if you were going to buy a kind of a filter to screw in on the front. So you might see a, let's say a 49 or something like that, or I'm not sorry, 49, a 79, something like that. You might see a 79. So when you actually maybe go on Amazon or go to a store to find a filter for your lens, you're going to be looking for all the filters that have the diameter of a 79, and that's what you're going to screw in on there. It can obviously be any number, but that is the kind of what that number defines is the front of your camera lens diameter. You can screw that filter on there and be good to go. Now, some lenses also have what's called a kind of like an onboard VR or vibration reduction or stabilization. That's going to be typically kind of like a little switch that's on the side of your camera lens. And that also, that can help with camera shake, especially if you're doing longer shutter speeds, longer handheld shutter speeds. If you're actually using a tripod, it's probably beneficial to turn that off. But if you're doing a lot of handheld photography, that can actually help you with vibration reduction and kind of minimize that. Then you're also going to see, obviously, the manual focus or autofocus. Everybody knows what that means. So those are the kind of things that are typically found on a lot of lenses out there, especially for beginner lenses. And it's kind of a good to know all of the basics around your camera lenses. So now let's roll into some of the different types of lenses that we can go over. And that's going to be first the kit lens or the standard lens. So when I'm talking about a kit lens, usually I'm talking about a lens that it comes with your camera. So if you buy your camera in a bundle, if you buy your camera with just the body only, obviously you don't get a lens. But if you buy it with a bundle, sometimes you will get a lens with it. And that is called a kit lens. And kit lenses can vary differently depending on what make and model camera you get, what type of camera you get, whether it's a crop or full frame. But usually kind of basics here are if you get a crop sensor camera, you're basically going to have a kit lens that's probably around 18 to 55. That's kind of like the standard. Obviously, it can vary depending on what bundle you get. But for most, it's really like an 18 to 55 focal length. For a lot of full frame cameras, there'll be a focal length sort of around the 24 to 105. And that's basically because a full frame has a different aspect ratio when it comes to lenses and all that kind of stuff. And that's not really what I'm going to talk about in this episode, but that's why the numbers are different there. Also, with kit lenses, you're going to find that the build quality is probably not the best. That doesn't mean that it doesn't take good photos and you can't get great photos out of a kit lens, but obviously I wouldn't take it out into like a rainstorm or something. It's probably not going to be weather sealed whatsoever. The glass is not going to be the best. It's probably not going to get you the sharpest image, but again, you can probably still get away with a lot of kit lenses. I actually have a lot of great photos that I actually took with a kit lens, and they turned out perfectly fine. So you can actually get away with a lot with a kit lens, especially if you're starting out. A kit lens will really get you kind of what you need to kind of learn your camera. Also with a kit lens, you're going to find that most of them are that variable aperture lens. So let's talk about the variable aspect. Basically what that means is your aperture is going to change depending on whether you zoom in or zoom out, depending on the lens that you have. So let's take the 18 to 55, for example. If you have an 18 to 55 and you're zoomed out to 18 millimeters, that little number that's written on the front of your camera lens that we talked about, let's say it was 3.5. You have a 3.5-5.6. If you zoom out all the way, you're going to see that your aperture will be 3.5. That's the lowest that can go. Now, if you were to slowly zoom in to 55, you're going to see that your aperture is going to change. It's going to change without you having to change it. The camera is going to change it all because when you zoom in, the lowest aperture you can have is that 5.6 or whatever number is written on the front of your camera lens. So that means that the lowest aperture you can go when you're zoomed in is 5.6. Now, that's doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but especially if you're shooting in a low light situation and you really need some of that light to come in, going from 3.5 to 5.6 is a major, major jump, and it can really cut down a lot of your light. So that means you have to balance it out with a shutter speed change or a ISO change or something like that. So it can be really beneficial if you have a lens that is not a variable aperture lens. But again, starting out, you probably won't really notice a whole lot. But it is something to keep in mind. So if you find yourself constantly zooming in and zooming out, you might notice your aperture changing, and that's the reason why. So now let's talk about the telephoto lenses or the zoom lenses. These lenses are typically have a really high focal length. They typically zoom in to have ranges around, let's say, 100 millimeter to almost 800 millimeters and could go beyond that. And these are lenses that are typically used for wildlife, sports, portrait photographers actually use lenses, let's say like the 70-200. You could actually get really amazing portraits with a 70-200 lens. If you're zoomed in all the way to 200 and you're far back, the bokeh or the blurry background that's going to be in your photos is just amazing. Even if it's a variable aperture lens, the focal length is so long that you're really going to get a really blown out background. It's amazing. And another kind of genre for the telephoto lens is actually kind of documentary photography or street photography, especially if you're going on doing street photography. Even though the lens of a zoom lens can be a little bit more bulky than some others, you could actually probably get away with a lot because you could actually shoot stuff from pretty far away. It will compress the background and do all that kind of stuff, but you'll be able to, you know, kind of get up in people's faces a little bit more than you would if you had a really wide angle lens. So one last thing about telephoto lenses, as I mentioned before, don't be fooled by something that has, like, just saying that it's a telephoto lens. Doesn't really make it a fantastic lens, especially if you're doing like sports photography or something like that. Just because it's a telephoto lens, you really have to look at the focal length, because again, any lens can be really categorized as a zoom lens because there's a zoom feature in the lens. So again, an 1855 could technically be considered a zoom lens, but when you think of a zoom or telephoto lens, you really think of those focal lengths that have the, you know, 100 to 400 or something like that focal length that really allow you to get up close to a subject. So now let's talk about wide angle lenses. Wide angle lenses can vary as far as focal lengths go. Wide angle lenses are, I think I have a wide angle lens like glued on the front of my camera a majority of the time. But wide angle lenses are really great for those of you who shoot real estate landscapes and really want to capture a wide open view of something. So some different focal ranges for a wide angle lens would be like on a crop sensor camera. You might see a crop sensor camera lens that would be considered wide angle around 10 to maybe 10 to 20 or 10 to 18 or something along those ranges. For a full frame camera, you're probably going to get around maybe 16 to 35 or 17 to 40 or maybe even below that. But usually that's the kind of range that you stick around. Again, those are zoom lenses as well because they technically zoom. But again, not a lot of people think of that as a zoom lens. But you can zoom in with them, which gives you a little bit of leeway, especially if you're kind of trying to use it for various different things. Landscapes, you can still zoom in and get a little bit close-up view of something, but you know, if you're wanting to do really close-up stuff, obviously you need a zoom lens. But let's see, real estate stuff, again, that's probably a very popular reason to have a wide-angle lens. One thing you need to pay attention to when you get a wide-angle lens is actually the corners of your photo. So when you have a wide-angle lens, it's so wide open, depending on the lenses that you have, it's so wide open that the corners, the top two corners, bottom two corners, can be very, in a way, blurry or not as sharp or distorted in a way sometimes. It just kind of depends on what lens that you have. And that's something you got to watch out for, is the kind of build quality of the glass that's in the wide angle lenses. So don't think just because you found a camera lens on Amazon for $50 that it's going to be a great wide angle lens. Most likely it's not. So that's typically what a wide angle lens is used for, again, is landscapes, real estates, and it's a really, really good lens to have. Even if you don't shoot a lot of that stuff, it's always good to have a wide angle lens. All right, the last lens we're going to talk about is a prime lens. A prime lens is probably one of my favorite lenses, even though I don't get to use it as often. Pretty much the only time I would ever use a prime lens nowadays is if I'm doing a portrait of somebody and I really want a really blurry background, or I am shooting video because it makes your videos look amazing. So basically what a prime lens is a lens that has one focal length. So you're not going to see something that says 18 to 55 or 24 to 70 or anything like that on a prime lens. You're just going to see one number, and it's going to, let's just say 50. You're going to see a lens that just says 50 millimeters. That means it has no zoom capability. You're not able to do any sort of fancy zooms or anything like that. The way you get closer to the subject is you take your feet and you put one foot in front of the other and you walk closer to your subject. So that's basically what a prime lens is. One benefit of a prime lens that not a lot of people actually think about is that it is typically prime lenses are super, super sharp. And the main reason for that is the amount of glass that your image basically has to pass through. So if you have a telephoto lens or a kit lens, even the glass, the amount of glass that you have to pass through, it can soften your image a little bit. But if you know a prime lens like the 50, it will really do a great job of capturing a really sharp image. Obviously, you have to be on focus as well, but if you got everything perfect with the focus, you're going to find that your lenses are going to be super, super sharp, which is really, really great. Usually prime lenses can also be found with a very wide open aperture. So probably one of the most popular prime lenses out there, especially for beginners that want to kind of get into that prime lens market and don't want to spend a whole lot of money, is the 51.8. So 1.8, you'll on the front of your 50, you're going to see a little 1.8. And that means that the widest your aperture can go on that particular lens is 1.8, and that's a super shallow depth of field. So, you know, if you focus on a subject, your background is going to be just milky. It's going to be really creamy back there. It's going to be really blurred out, and it's going to look really, really great. So that's probably one of the most popular options. Nikon has them. Canon has them. I think Sony has something similar to that. I don't know exactly if it's a 1.8, but your prime lenses are really great for those of you who kind of just want to get into a different type of lens and don't want to spend a lot of money, don't really care about the build quality, because with those 50s, a lot of them, especially the Canon version, because that's the only one I can really talk about, is the Canon version is one of those lenses that you don't send in for repair. If something happens, if you break the glass, if it forgets how to zoom, or I'm sorry, forgets how to focus or anything like that, you basically just toss it or put it on a shelf as a keepsake and order another one. You don't send it back, because they're pretty cheap. Especially the build quality is not as great, but you can get some really great photos if you take care of the lens with that particular lens. So that's a quick rundown of the kit lenses, the telephoto lenses, the wide angle lenses, the prime lenses, and kind of what you can use them for. Mainly the prime lenses would be almost all the time would probably be used for portraits, but could be a walk around depending on what you typically like to shoot. So if you guys enjoyed that and you're just getting into your camera and not sure exactly what to do, again, make sure you head over to sleeklens.com and go into the courses section. You're going to see a course that's the complete beginner's guide to photography, and that's got about 30 videos showing you the basics of all that you need to know about crop sensor cameras, lens basics, what we just talked about, the exposure triangle, photography accessories, got everything, a little bit of flash, editing, real world examples when it comes to landscape, portrait, real estate, food, travel, all kinds of stuff in that course. So link in the description of this podcast so you can check it out. And if you want to check it out, don't forget to use the coupon code SLEEKLENSPODCAST, all one word, and that'll get you 10% off of anything on your cart. So thank you guys for joining me in this week's podcast. I appreciate you coming back every week for this. It's always really fun to help everybody out with photography who's having struggles. It's really great to be able to do that. And I hope this episode helped at least one person out there. So thank you guys for joining me in this week's podcast. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next one.